B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We're Charlotte's number one in music station. Kiss 95.1 with the Mandy Roy, the Red Morning Show. That was Khalid and Talk. This over-controlling boyfriend. This girl wanted to go out like a girl's night out. And he had a list of rules that she cannot do. And evidently, this girl's night out also involved a hotel stay. Evidently, they were traveling somewhere, staying. It's like a, maybe like a girl's
night. Overnight girl's night out.
I think they were at a music festival.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Here are some of the rules. Don't get too drunk. No boys. If anyone comes up to you and tries to talk to you, tell them you have a boyfriend. Look. Now, this one's actually a pretty good tip. Look after your drink at all times.
Okay, that's not a bad tip. You never know who's going to slip something in, some pig.
No one can sleep in your room besides this one friend, but he can't actually sleep in there.
I mean, this sounds like what my dad would tell me before I went out. Literally.
You still want to go out at this point, Loren, if your boyfriend's telling you this?
No, I do want to go out as a single woman.
To sleep with someone else. You're not allowed to go to anyone else's room. Let me know everything that happens and be ready to explain stories. Send me photos of the front and back of you so I know what you're wearing and I can approve.
You got to be kidding.
And I can approve whether or not I think you should wear it.
You got to be kidding me.
Even if I'm asleep, text me to tell me things so I can read them in the morning. If you find time to call or FaceTime me, let me know in advance. And I need a video of your room before you go to sleep to prove that no one else is in there.
Jerk. And a newspaper and a timestamp? What? I mean, what?
By the way, they did break up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would hope so.
And get this. He, who made all these rules, cheated on her. That's how...
Guilty conscience. Yeah.
That's what they say. If someone blames you for cheating, you got to look at them.
Yep.
Wow. That horrible. Is a list there. What stands out the most is the most annoying and obnoxious thing on the list?
I think the video of your room.
Yeah.
And then also what you're wearing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think those are like
Let's talk about
two.
That for a second. Would Dallas ever tell you not to wear something?
Hell no. Do you know what would happen if he was like, you can't wear that? I'd be like, let's go. I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm wearing it now.
Yeah, now I'm definitely wearing it.
I mean, I love when my wife dresses sexy. I'm like, and probably Dallas is the same way with you. He probably,
yeah.
Why not see you at your best?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think I dress like super sexy anymore, but like.
Oh, God, here we go.
No. I'm just saying like, but like maybe.
But I will again, I promise. I'm doing this new bar class.
No, that's not what I was going to say. I was just going to say like, maybe I would have pants on and.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
He might ask me to wear like a maxi dress or something. I don't know.
But like, you would be wearing pants and he would ask you to get into a dress?
Like yeah, if see? He would say like, I think this event might be a little more dressy than that. Like that is different than you telling me I can't wear something.
It would be the reverse.
Right.
If you're wearing a dress and he says, I don't want you showing off your legs, put pants on.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you know, I'd be afraid to ask you guys to call in and tell us about your controlling boyfriend because we've heard stories that are ridiculous.
We're going to hear abusive stories and that's going to upset me.
Absolutely ridiculous. I do find it interesting, Roy, if you had someone in your life, your partner, tell you, I don't like you wearing that. Like, let's leave it specifically to, like, your clothes. Like, did your partner ever tell you that they wanted you to change your clothes?
Literally, that is what my father was for. Like,
right.
I mean, I don't need you to tell me what to put on my body. Like, I'm sorry. I just don't. It's my body.
What about the other way around, though? Like,
I would never tell Dallas not to wear something.
No. Hold on. Follow me here.
Okay.
What about the other way around where your boyfriend or your husband says, why don't you put that like hot dress on?
Oh, want you to be more sexy.
Suggestively, like not telling you to do it, but suggesting something.
Suggesting.
Yeah, that's more of a suggestion.
Yeah. And is he getting it or no?
Yeah, it depends.
I mean, as as a general rule of thumb, you don't tell anyone to do anything.
You guys know I don't do well with anyone telling me to do anything. Like, if you tell me not to do something, I'm definitely doing that.
I asked Lorraine if she can run by the printer for me. She's like, you don't sign my paychecks. I'm like, all right. Okay.
And not only
calm
that,
down.
She's never going to the printer ever again after that.
She'll set it on fire.
Printer strike.
Like Roy said, though, we're not looking for major controlling stories. But if you have a story to share with us where your partner told you, like, hey, do me a favor, just change. Like, I'd love to hear how you reacted to that. Did you do it, or did you tell him to kiss off or tell her to kiss off and go do your own thing?
704-570-9595 is the studio phone line.
Let's put this list up at kiss951.com, too, the rules that the guy put out there for his girlfriend on Girls Night Out.
I hate the part you have to tell me everything that happens and be ready to explain stories. It sounds like, hey, I'm going to interrogate you.
Right.
And you better know all the details.
Be ready to explain stories.
What?
I got a story for you. I'm now single.
Yeah.
All right, 704-570-9595. Jump into the conversation and tell us if you ever had someone share with you, like, hey, I'd rather you not wear that outfit tonight.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1, the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Talking about that list, Roy, that you have that a guy put out.
And he was so controlling when his girlfriend wanted to go on like this like weekend music festival trip with her girlfriends. Some of the things on this list, y'all, is that you have to take video of the room before you go to sleep to prove that no one else is in there. Send me photos of what you're wearing so I can approve them. And we wanted to hear from you at 704-570-9595. Did your significant other tell you, I don't want you to wear that?
By the way, this couple is officially broken up now.
Yeah, he cheated on her.
Yeah.
after all that.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Guilty conscience.
All right, this is Amanda in Charlotte. Hey, Amanda.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, so tell us what happened.
So it was a long time ago, but I was with my boyfriend and we were all going out. So I was actually with him. It wasn't even a girls' night. Mm-hmm. We were all going out to the club and I didn't even have anything scandalous on or anything, but he was like, nope, you're taking that off. You're going to put on long sleeves, jeans, and tennis shoes. So I did it, unfortunately, but it was the most awkward situation I have ever been put in. Because I was at the club and I was the only one that was literally fully clothed.
Oh. Obviously, you went with other girlfriends, right?
It was like a whole group of couples.
Yeah. Did anybody say to you, like, geez, a little cash tonight, Amanda?
A little bit, kind of like nonchalantly.
Yeah,
it wasn't something that, because he was there. So it was more of a controlling situation, so to speak. But,
What'd you think about that list that Roy read?
That's insane.
Right?
Yeah.
Now I would be like, no.
Right.
You're done.
Yeah, mace him and get the hell out of there. Wear whatever you want.
Mace him.
All right. Thanks, Amanda.
We're getting some text messages. 336 texted in and said, I had a boyfriend tell me that I should take better care of my nails like my mom did. I intentionally made sure that I did the opposite. And then 704 texted in and said, my boyfriend made me duct tape my top to my chest. Before I went out, because it was there was a little cleavage that you could see.
Okay. Holy cow. Let's talk with Frank and Charlotte. Hey, Frank.
Hey.
So your wife always asks for your opinion.
Yeah. So we've been married 6 years now, and I think for us it's different. She's very conservative, and every time we step out, I have to kind of, you know, tease her a little bit and say, you know what, you can try this, you can try that. Don't be shy. It looks good on you, and sometimes she takes it. Most times she doesn't. So
that's amazing, right, Loren? I mean, that's a good support group right there.
That is great. And you know what? The difference there is she's asking for your opinion, which is nice.
She wants it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Frank. That's some good insight, man.
This is Emilio.
Hey.
Hey, Emilio. So tell us what happened.
So the story is not about me. It's actually about a friend of mine. And it's crazy that you guys chose this topic because yesterday she told me about it and she told me that.
We were listening. We heard that. That's why we brought it up.
Yeah, so it was actually.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Boyfriend's mom, who told her to change because her husband was coming downstairs, and she had a little bit of cleavage. It wasn't like, you know, something crazy, but I guess she was very religious and told her to, she'll give her a shirt to change.
Oh my gosh.
God forbid her husband sees, you know, a woman's shirt. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure the shirt wasn't crazy.
I mean, what's the problem? Is she concerned that her husband is not going to behave himself?
That's what I was thinking, but the guy, I've met the guy. The guy's pretty cool guy, but I don't know. I guess she's just very insecure about it.
Wow. All right. Thanks, Emilio. That's crazy.
That's probably her insecurities.
Yeah, or maybe the dad was super religious and, you know, not that that matters. Again, whatever.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have to, I don't know, you shouldn't have to dress a certain way because somebody can't behave themselves.
No, that's true. That's true, but maybe she didn't want the husband coming down the steps to be shocked because he's so super religious. Like, oh my God.
Well,
is that cleavage?
Then let's shunk him.
That's what I say.
Shake things up, shall
let's
we?
Shake yeah. things up.
Not only am I not changing my shirt, find me a scissor.
Yeah.
We're going to have some fun around here.
Yeah. Hey, wasn't Eve naked? It's fine.
It's Pride weekend, y'all, and we're going to discuss where you can catch the MRL show this weekend. Coming up just after 9 on the Manny, Roy, and Laurent show.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.